It's 8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan. And the question I have for you is this. What do you get when you mix a big band sound and classic rock tunes? You get Billy McGuigan and the Steve Gomez Band, and Billy's in studio right now. Welcome, Billy.
Good morning. Great to have you here. Great to be here with you.
Talk about this. I love big band. Love classic rock. My gosh, life doesn't get much better than this. Welcome to Nirvana.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it was an idea that I didn't know if it would work or not, but I thought if you took a big band and kind of gave it a rock sensibility with rock guitar, rock drums, rock keys, what would happen? And luckily, magic has happened. We've added some string players, and I've got background singers, 16 people on stage. It's an unbelievable show.
Oh, this is amazing. Yeah. Now, are the performers all local here? I know you and I were talking off mic. You're local.
I'm based out of Omaha. So I've been a touring musician for the past 15 years, and I always exclusively use people from Omaha because they're fantastic. They're the best in the country. And so we have all of my favorite local musicians on stage, and just wow.
So this extravaganza is going to happen at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It opens tonight.
It does.
As a matter of fact. So break a leg.
Or a trombone. I'll break a trumpet. We had our first preview crowd last night for our sponsor, and some media was out, and the place was shaking.
Sure.
It's like, all right, that's a good sign.
That's Valmont, right?
Valmont, that's right.
Right. I just want to give the kudos.
That's right. Thank you to our sponsor, Valmont Industries.
That's right. So what type of fare are you going to do? What kind of songs lend themselves to a big band kind of sound?
Interesting. The idea for this show for me started, a friend of mine turned me on to Sinatra at the Sands. I've always been a very casual Frank Sinatra fan. I'm not going to sit here and go, oh my God, I have every record, because I don't. But he turned me on to this Sinatra at the Sands record, which was in the mid-60s, Sinatra went to Las Vegas and performed with Count Basie's big band with Quincy Jones conducting. And when you hear it, it doesn't sound like big band. It sounds nearly hip-hop. It's kind of rocking. And I thought, well, this would work. So we do some Sinatra songs. We do some Doors. I know. Some Beatles, some Buddy Holly, some Fleetwood Mac, the Turtles, the Guess Who. It's all over the place, but that's my sensibility. And it really somehow kind of works.
Wow. How did you find these folks? I mean, did you have an audition and assemble this 16-person ensemble? Or is it something that you and I see the name Steve Gomez is mentioned as well. And did you guys meet and come together and start collaborating?
Steve and I met about 18 years ago. I was playing in a cover band in Omaha, and he subbed and was like a really legitimate Omaha musician. And we've stayed friends. And so I asked him, because I like his attitude. He's a really nice, laid-back guy. He's not super intense in your face, but he's a killer player. And I said, Steve, can you find a band of guys like you where we all just kind of come in, we want to play, we love to play, and we're willing to try anything? And so he assembled a band, and I said, all right, I want to put some of my rock people in the band, and let's just see what happens. So my guys who don't typically read music, they've got music, they're learning charts, and it's just pure joy. I just absolutely love doing it. And I get to be at the center of this hurricane. Nothing like it.
That's magnificent. How much fun is it to rehearse a production of this ilk?
It's unreal. I'm telling you, what's great, having an arranger, which I've never had before. So we've got an arranger, and he just takes these, and I'll say, let's do this one just like the record. Twist this one up. That's kind of our theme. So we added new songs this year, and just to hear them in this element, it just gives them a new life. You breathe a new life into it when you give it a different type of treatment. Some of it we didn't know if it would work, but luckily it all really has. So.
Well, talk about that a second, because you hear the term arranger. I mean, Frank Sinatra had
Correct.
An arranger
yeah.
and that type of thing, although he had a lot of input as
right.
to how these songs
right.
came out. But what does an arranger do for you as far as the music on the page and then the final product you hear?
Well, it's interesting. We had some meetings, and I said, well, here's my concept. This is kind of what I would like. I'd like half of our songs to sound just like the record, because, you know, to do Live and Let Die with a horn section, something McCartney doesn't even do, it's meant to have something like that, that kind of oomph. And I said, so let's do that just like the record. But take a song like Happy Together by the Turtles. It lends itself to kind of a jazzy arrangement. And so he would do that. And if it worked, we'd go, oh, yeah, that's it. And if it was a little off, we would just tweak it a little bit till it found a nice common ground that's really interesting. So that's what's cool. We play songs you've heard before, but you've never really heard them played like this, even by the the original artist. And so it breathes new life into it.
It's funny you mentioned Happy Together, because that's a song that certainly lends itself to harmonies, both from a vocal standpoint and the instruments.
Right.
You can really, you can really go off.
It was, and that was kind of, when I would hear a song like that, I would just send it to Andrew and say, hey, is this something that we could do? Because it's got the trumpet, you know, the kind of big build at the end. And I've got these great singers. My brothers who did the Beatles show with me are singers in the band. The piano player Tara Vaughn sings unbelievably well. And Jess Arrett is another local musician singing. So I've got these four voices that are unbelievable. And so we have that sound. And when you combine it with strings and horns, it just elevates it. It's something that I don't think people are used to hearing live.
Billy McQuiggan's Rock Twist is happening at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It opens tonight. Ticket information at omahaplayhouse.com. It's Billy McQuiggan and the Steve Gomez Band. Billy, thank you so
much. My pleasure.
Morning Edition continues right now.